everybody, welcome back to Sith and Bricks. Today we're building set number, it's not on the back, 75296, Darth Vader's Meditation Chamber.
Yes, we are. And this one we have to get done the next 2 hours because there's a nasty storm coming this way. And if we don't get it done in 2 hours, this stream may drop. So go ahead and open that bad boy. Or did you want to show it first?
Oh, yeah, that's... Let's show the box off first, try to not get a glare. Here is the 18-plus Darth Vader's Meditation Chamber. The box looks very fancy. I'm just going to say that. It looks very professional, which I'm not going to lie, I actually really like the look of these boxes. They look really nice. And Darth Vader's Meditation Chamber, you don't really see it that often. So, it's interesting that they made this. I'm really glad that they made this. Here's the back. It doesn't show any of the play features, but over here on the side, it shows the length, width, and height of the build. And also, you could see a couple of real photos of Darth Vader's meditation chamber and the actual build.
Very cool. There you go. That's your thing. Mighty Hawk and Cryptic Studios. Hey, guys. Brian Keyes. Hello from the Family Dragon Slayer. Hey, what's up, Brian? So it would be nice if I actually launched this the right way. I got distracted. There we go. So, yeah, Darth Vader's Meditation Chamber, $69.99, available now. It's an 18-plus set with 663 pieces. Item number 75296. And this one comes with... I'm going to say, hopefully I get this name right. General Veers and Darth Vader. Correct?
Yep.
All right, there we go. So, yeah, so we got Darth Vader and General Veers. This is a $70 set. This one's still available on Lego.com. I have not seen this one. We haven't seen this one, have we? At Target? No. Yeah, we did not see this one at Target and Walmart. We saw all the other ones for the most part, except for the UCS set. But we have not seen this one. Mighty Hawk, will there be another hunt? Yes, actually, that's coming up here in just a little bit. We will be doing another one next week. I believe it's the 24th. It's Tuesday. Let me double check. Let's see. So, yeah, it'll be on the 24th. We're going to do another one. And this one, the first one was a little bit easy. The next one's going to be a little bit harder, and they'll get harder as they goes. Listen to me today, man. I'm almost done. General needs some dual molded legs. It's a $70 set. Come on now.
That doesn't bother me too much because the Darth Vader figure in this set comes with arm printing, and that doesn't actually happen that often. So, just something interesting. Which video was it?
Cryptic Studios. Are you talking about the scavenger hunt? Because we announced the winner on the last stream, so maybe you missed that. If you did, I'll go back and find it. I'll try to get it squeezed in today before we get done. But while we are building today, we're going to play a little Rotten Tomatoes again. All right, cool. Yeah, Cryptic. We'll try to get back to it before the end of the stream, and I'll go back and review it. Mighty Hawk, you can literally see it in the title. Yes, you can. It is actually in the title. We made it a little bit easy for the first one out. The next one's going to be a little bit more challenging. So today's Rotten Tomatoes, we're going to do the Marvel version of this. Last time we did Star Wars, I think we did Star Wars movies, and then we did Star Wars TV. This time we're actually going to jump into some Marvel stuff. We're going to go through 6 movies, Iron Man, everybody's favorite, the Fantastic Four, Hulk, Avengers Infinity War, Thor, and Ant-Man. Yeah, I couldn't be there because it's 1 a.m. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I'm sorry. When we stream, we're still trying to get a grasp on when the best time to do it is. I know it's late for some of you guys in Europe, and then it's the complete opposite for the guys. So if it's 7 o'clock here at night, it's 7 a.m. in the Philippines. We've got some people from the Philippines that watch as well. And then we also have some people that are here stateside. So it's a challenge to find a time that fits for everybody. So yeah, stay tuned. We'll try to figure it out, man. We'll maybe we'll I don't know. Maybe we'll try to switch it up maybe on the weekends or something and do something a little bit earlier or later so that it fits you guys. Such a shame I became blind and didn't look for the titles. It's all good. It's all good, no problem. Okay, so yeah, so we're gonna go through. We've got six movies we're gonna go through, and the way that we do this, if you haven't watched before, is Aiden over here has to guess what the experts think about these movies. So is it certified rotten? Is it fresh? Is it and they do it based on percentages. So he has to guess the percentage and not go over. And then we give him a point for each one of these, and at the end we'll calculate it all up. So if you guys are playing along, keep track of your score. Mighty Hawk, I know in England. Oh, that's cool, man. You're in the UK? Nice. Nice. I have been to the UK twice. Flew in through Heathrow. Lived in Germany for about 4 years. So yeah, very nice. All right, first one up is going to be the Fantastic Four. Now, this is not the one that came out recently. This one is from 2007, and this thing got just trashed when it came out, and to this day people hate this movie. And I must be the oddball because I didn't think it was that bad.
I didn't think it was that bad either.
Then again,
Most people.
I didn't think Green Lantern was that bad, and they still make fun of him for that movie. So yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just not a good judge of movies. But based on what you saw with the Silver Surfer dude here and Jessica Alba, what do you think the critics rated this movie?
Well, the Fantastic Four, as you said, didn't do very well, and I'm just gonna guess that's a low number, so I'm gonna do like 25%.
Oh, that's really low. All right. So the name of the game is to not go over. So the Fantastic Four and the critics hated it. It is rotten at 37%. So that is 1 point for you. The audience score was a little bit higher, but it still wasn't that great. They only had it at about 51%, and that's out of 250,000 ratings. So yeah, the people did not like this movie. I don't know. This was before all the new Marvel stuff. So it was before Iron Man, before Thor, before Captain America, I do believe. And I don't know. Like I said, I didn't think it was that bad, but apparently I am outvoted here. The next one up is Iron Man. This is the first Iron Man from 2008, and this is probably I don't know, in my opinion, of the ones they made, the best one. It was before they switched out one of the characters. Did you drop a Lego already?
No, I can't. This time it's actually because I can't find a Lego.
See, that's usually my job, not to find the Lego. Did you check the other bag?
Aha.
You found it?
Pull. I. Yeah.
Okay, so Iron Man. What do you think about Iron Man?
Well, I actually really liked this movie.
See you, Cryptic. Have a good
And
night.
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, so I'm gonna, I don't know, maybe like a 45%.
That's bad.
I know.
That's really bad.
I know, but
You think the critics thought it was bad?
You're making me double think things.
Well, I'll go with what you want to go with.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my 45%.
Because that's pretty close to the previous one, which we know they didn't like.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my low number of 45.
Okay, and the answer is 94% certified fresh.
Yep, definitely. That
So
one
you
did
did
not go
not get
well.
that one. So
Yeah,
yeah,
that
and the
one.
audience score wasn't far off. So this is one of the rare ones where the audience and the critics kind of seem to agree. Like I said, I think this is My favorite of the Iron Man movies is the first one. So the rest of them, I think they get a little carried away. Later on in the series, it seems like it was all about how many suits can we get on the screen at one time. It got a little
Out of hand.
yeah, it got a little out of hand for me. So, but this one, the filming location in this one, there was one filming location that we actually visited when we were in California. On the cliffs over there in Malibu, which was really cool. So yeah, certified fresh. All right, moving on. The Incredible Hulk. Now the
Hulk.
trick with this one is this. This is before. This is when Edward. I do believe this is when Edward Norton was the Hulk. This is not the new dude, whose name is completely escaping me right now.
The original Hulk.
Mark Ruffalo, yeah, that's who. That's what his name is. So yeah, the first one was Edward Norton. So what do you think
Well,
with the Incredible Hulk? I do
I
believe.
actually liked the Incredible Hulk, so I want to say that it's not going to be as bad as the first one. And I think I'm gonna say that's an 85%.
85.
Yes. And I just noticed a massive loophole in this game.
Let me see something here real quick. So Iron Man and the Hulk came out the same year, and Fantastic Four came out the year before. That's interesting.
Yeah, before.
Yeah, so if we're going to this, yeah, so okay. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said I think I'm gonna do 85%.
85%, and it is 67%. So yeah, and the audience wasn't that far behind, or the audience wasn't that different from the critics in this case. I wasn't a fan of this movie. I like Edward Norton, I really do. He's done some really cool stuff, but this one, not a fan. And Mark Ruffalo, I gotta be honest, I'm not even a fan of him being the Hulk, to be honest. I don't know. I was around back in the day when the original Hulk was out, and it's just kind of weird for me to see some of this stuff. So yeah, 67% and 70% were the scores on the Hulk. Next one up. Now you had me add this one. You said you wanted Infinity Wars in here, so here you go. 2018 Avengers Infinity Wars. Now, why did you want me to add this?
Because this is one of the only Marvel movies that I truly enjoyed watching, and I'm just gonna go on ready and say 94%.
94%. You're that confident that this movie was a hit with the critics.
Yep.
Even though they tried to squeeze as many people as humanly possible into one movie.
Yeah. I do admit that Endgame was better, but
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I liked Endgame better. All right, Avengers Infinity War, 85%.
I am not doing the best this
No,
game.
so far you have a whopping
Zero.
1 point. You got the first one right. The audience score was a little bit higher still. It is certified fresh at 85%. That's out of 482 reviews. The audience review, what's really weird about this is this one has an audience score of 91%. This says 50,000 plus ratings. But if I go back to the Incredible Hulk at 250,000 ratings, same thing with Iron Man and the same thing with Fantastic Four. So 50,000 plus could be 250,000 and 250,000. So I don't know like where the cutoff is as far as how many people actually voted on this. So it's really interesting.
The fan.
Cryptic had to go back to sleep. He's got to go to sleep because he's got school tomorrow. Yes. We will see you later, man. The next one up is Thor. Thor. This is the first one in the series for Thor. Probably again, I think the first one was one of the better ones. I like the first Iron Man. I like the first Thor. Even though this one had the sappy love stuff in it that you, I know you and your brother detest. But this was 2011. What do you think?
I know Thor had some pretty cool action scenes in it. Is this the movie where he fought Hulk inside of the arena?
No.
No, that was another one.
No, this is the first one that had Natalie Portman in it. When he first, this is the very first one where he first shows up.
Oh, I know Thor was a fan favorite for a lot of Marvel fans, so I'm gonna go ahead and guess with a low but not too low number of like 82%.
82%.
Yep, and that is
If I didn't know
right.
the answer already, I would have gone somewhere around there too. Thor is 77%.
Oh.
It is certified fresh, which means yeah, not they didn't hate it. And the audience score is almost spot on with the critic score. And this one was a hundred and hundred, yeah, 100,000 people scored this one from the audience perspective. So yes, this one. So Thor did not score as well as Infinity War. Scored 10 points better than Hulk, 10 percentage points. Got blown away by Iron Man and completely trashed Fantastic Four. So, to put things into perspective. All right, the next one up. And this one I threw in there as a curveball because the Ant-Man movie for me was not very memorable. And his insertion into that whole universe was, I don't know, for me it felt forced. It didn't seem natural. And Spider-Man too, for some reason for me, until he got launched into space with Iron Man, it felt weird. Because then it felt like he belonged, whereas the other characters had been around each other for a while, so it seemed like they fit. So this one for me was a little odd. So what did you think about Ant-Man? Or what do you think the critics thought about Ant-Man?
Once again, I know I liked Ant-Man, but I'm curious. Well, doing the opposite of what I think help.
Well, did you like this one as much as did you like this one or Ant-Man and Wasp better?
I'm gonna say Ant-Man and Wasp. That's just a personal opinion.
All right.
I'm not sure about other people. So I'm gonna try the strategy of doing the opposite of what I'm going to do.
Trying to get that second win before the end of the game.
And what I'm gonna do is as simple as this movie rated horribly and it's now 75.
You're gonna go 75?
Yeah.
83.
Technically, I win.
So you technically got this one. Yep. So that's 2 points for you.
Can't I just say 1% every time and win, though?
That's kind of cheating. So yeah, this one's 83 certified fresh. I'm very shocked. And the audience was not too far ahead of the critics in this case. So yeah, Ant-Man at 83 did better. And this is where I'm thrown off a little bit. Ant-Man did better than Thor.
Yeah.
See, I don't buy that. I'm sorry. It was not a better movie than Thor. But what's crazy about it is it's the critics and the audience scored it higher in both cases. So I am, yeah, I'm befuddled by this one because I thought Thor was way better than Ant-Man. And Ant-Man scored higher, if I'm not mistaken. Where is it at? Yeah, it outscored the Incredible Hulk, which that one I'm okay with, I guess. Iron Man blew everything away. And then, of course, Fantastic Four just sitting there all by its lonesome with its little Rotten Tomatoes. So that is it, man. That is our tomato, our Rotten Tomatoes game for the day. You got 2 out of 6, which is
I did not know my Marvel movies.
okay. So, well, there are a ton more of these that we can go through. So we will. circle back.
We shall return.
Yeah, we'll circle back and do some more of these another time. All right, so the question that was asked earlier about the scavenger hunt, we will be having one next Tuesday. So stay tuned. We will announce it next Tuesday on the stream. I do not know what the question is yet. I will probably figure it out at the last minute. I have a couple ideas that I'm bouncing around in my head. The last scavenger hunt, in case you missed it, and I think Cryptic left already, but if you missed it, it was actually in the name of in the question itself. So if you, the question was, what is my favorite Comic-Con set? And if you go to our channel, there's actually a video, and in the title of the video, it says our favorite Comic-Con sets. So if you went into that video and you watched it, then which I do believe was the T16 Skyhopper versus Bantha, yep, favorite Comic-Con set. So if you go into that video and watched it about halfway through, we did a countdown and we actually had them numbered 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and number one was listed in there for you to see. So that was it. And it was the, what was it? It was the bust of the Imperial
It was a bust
Trooper, right?
of the first, I mean, it was the bust of the last Order Sith
Yeah,
trooper.
it was a Sith Trooper. Yep, that was it. So, and the next one, I think this one was like a kind of a two-step thing. You had to find the video and then find where in the video. I think the next one I'm going to make it three steps just to make it interesting. So, yep. Next Tuesday, we'll do another scavenger hunt.
So,
And I want to go ahead and remind everybody of this one, which is the 1,000 sub giveaway. So when we hit 1,000 subs, we are doing another giveaway. You register at sithandbricks.com/1,000 subs. Subscribe to us here on YouTube, and the winner will be selected at random from a list of registered subscribers. Once we announce the winner, you have 5 days to claim your prize. If not claimed within 5 days, we will donate this to charity. And you have the option to just tell us, please donate my prize to charity, and we will do that as well. I gotta quit saying today. I've got on the brain. We will, yeah. So if you want to opt to have us donate it, we will do that for you. And the prize, oh, these are not in order.
nope, we're definitely not giving those away.
Okay,
Okay, so
we gotta talk to the production guy because he's gonna get fired.
yeah, so what we're giving away is actually the Resistance Y-Wing. It's up there if you want.
How much do you want to bet that it is right here?
Ah, I don't have to get it.
It is out of order. So yeah, so the 1,000 sub prize is the Resistance Y-Wing. No, we are not going to substitute it for anything else. This has a retail value of $70. If you don't want it, you have two options. You can either not register for the prize, or you can register, and like I said, we will donate it to charity. And if you do want it, you can register as well. We do have people listening on the podcast, and we do have people on Rumble as well as Twitch. You are more than welcome to go to sithandbricks.com/1,000 subs and register for this. You do not have to watch us on YouTube. We would appreciate it if you do have a YouTube account, you would come over and subscribe, but not required. The reason we have you register is so we can contact you. We do not have the community piece of YouTube turned on yet, so it's a little challenging for us to communicate with people, so we do it through the website. All right, now back to the original slide here, which is Sith and Bricks poll. So we have a poll up on the website right now, sithandbricks.com/poll. And the poll question is, what set would you like to see us build next? So after we build this set, we are going to build the new Slave One, which is up there on the shelf right now. And after that set is what? Which one would you like to see us build next? The UCS gunship, Darth Vader helmet, Duel of Mandalore, or would you prefer to see a non-Star Wars Lego set? We're experimenting with this. We don't know how the audience feels, so your feedback is awesome. If you want us to venture into some non-Star Wars stuff, we are Sith and Bricks, so we can do the Sith side being Star Wars. We can do the Bricks side being just Lego. Just let us know.
Like the boat.
Yeah, we do have the boat, which was the promo for the for the Star Wars stuff, the haul we just had. So yeah, let us know if you're interested in something other than Star Wars. We have no problems venturing outside of our lane here. And questions. So we put an open question section on the website, sithandbricks.com/questions. And Brian Key saying the Vader helmet definitely. Yeah, Brian, I am. We've had that helmet. My goodness, for how many months now? It's been at least what, 4 months? I think it's been 3 or 4 months, if not longer. Because we got that back in the beginning when we started, didn't we? Like right after we started in February.
No,
Or was it?
last wave. I forgot when it
It was
was.
March, wasn't it? Anyway, it's been several months. And that one, we did the other ones, which was the, I don't know if you guys probably can't see back there. It's on the shelf. We have the Stormtrooper. We have Boba Fett. What's the other one that's over there?
We have the Stormtrooper, Boba Fett, the Scout
Oh,
Trooper,
Scout, the
and
Scout Trooper, that's right. And then we bought Vader, and we kept rotating through different sets, trying to figure out honestly what people were interested in. When you're building out this channel, I can't express how complicated and frustrating it can be to target an audience when you don't have one. So just because you're doing Star Wars and people are Star Wars fans, you can be building a set and it can be completely boring to a lot of people, because it's either not a popular set, it's one that a lot of people aren't interested in, or you just catch people at the wrong time. So as we were kind of building this out and getting feedback from different people, understanding what people liked, what people didn't like, some of the sets we built in the beginning and did reviews on before we started doing the live stream were some older sets, and it was kind of trickling in. And then once we started doing newer stuff, things started to shape up a little bit. So it seems like the newer stuff and the really old stuff is the stuff that gets people's attention. The stuff in the middle, it just depends. But yeah, somebody did vote. I did go in there today and look, and somebody did vote for Vader. So if you go in there and vote, you'll be number two. Questions. Yeah, so we wanted to have a way, since we don't have the community tab, we're trying to come up with a way to get feedback or for people to ask open questions. We know that we do get questions from time to time, from people that we know about the channel. I wanted to open that up to people that we have not had an opportunity to meet, because like I said, we have people from the UK, people from Germany, people from the Philippines that we know for a fact watch the channel. So we added this sithandbricks.com/questions onto the website so that you can go in there and just ask us a question. We'll go through, if there are enough of them, we'll go through when we do the live streams, and we'll pick out a couple and we'll answer them live. All that we ask is Brian, yep, I just voted now. Cool, man. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I really want to do the Vader helmet. We're probably in that, if that gets all the votes, that'll be right after the slave one. I really want to do the slave one. That thing
Same.
is so cool. And then after that, we'll leave it up to you guys. We wanted to get some feedback from the audience to see what you guys want to do next. So yeah, open questions, sithandbricks.com/questions. All that we ask is to keep it respectful and keep it audience appropriate. Don't go crazy with it and ask some silly stuff. Please don't go in there and get political. I am not answering political questions. That is not the place for those. There's plenty of other places you can go to, CNN, Fox News, whatever you want to do, but don't do it here. This is a place to have fun. So we're going to keep that out of here. And we're back to the 1,000 sub prize because our producer put things out of order. We're going to have to talk to him. All right. Thursday. That is in a couple of days. So what are we doing Thursday? You don't know yet, do you? So if we have any Q&As, we will be answering some of those on Thursday. We're going to do mocks. So we're going to go through and grab all those mocks that you built and kind of go through them in a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
Maybe even pull up some instructions, especially that B1 droid that you just built.
Oh yeah.
The B1 is a firefighter droid.
Yeah, it's a B1 firefighter droid. I'm not gonna reveal everything about it, but that's
Yep. So we're gonna do some
Mr.
mocks. We're gonna do some mocks on Thursday. We're not gonna do a set Thursday. We're gonna save the set for next Tuesday. Brian, I don't know if you know this or not, what mock is, and forgive me if you do. I'm not trying to act like you don't, but I know you guys are new. Mock is my own creation. So these are things that we've created. I don't know how well or how much you follow Lego. So
We've
yeah.
cough cough.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's what a mock is. And I had to find out too. I had to learn from this guy. I had no idea what a mock was until we started this. So yeah, we've got a bunch. We yeah, like identity and the work. You
Puff.
yeah, Aiden has a bunch of them that he's been working on. I think most of them are microfighter size.
Yeah, most of them are microfighters. I've started trying to get into like the realm of posable minifigures a little bit more. I've made one so far.
Yeah, the B1 droid looks cool, and I really hope that we can get a good camera angle on it because I really like the way it came out. And then we're gonna play a game of yes, no, maybe so.
A new game.
A new game. I am trying to come up with original content here, and we started off with the Would You Rather, and then I noticed some other people doing it, so we're gonna try to do some things a little bit different as much as we can. I mean, there's been so much done, it's hard to be super original,
Original.
but we're gonna do our best. So yeah, we're gonna play a game of yes, no, maybe so. And I have a couple other games that we're gonna try out here in the very near future. So yeah, stay tuned. And then next Tuesday, I can hear you whisper. Next Tuesday,
Sorry.
we'll do some more Q&As if there's anything in there. We're gonna do this. We're gonna be building or you're gonna be building the new Slave One. Cool mocks, not a game, but I have started to pull. I did a search on mocks and I started to pull out some really interesting and very creative mocks that I found on the internet. I'm only using ones where I can actually credit the person that built it so that I don't get slapped on the wrist for putting something up there and not giving credit. So I'm gonna go through and pull some mocks, and we're gonna go through and dive into that a little bit and share some of that stuff. I'm gonna try to keep it mostly Star Wars, since I know that's kind of the main theme that we have going on here. But I might throw in a couple that are non-Star Wars. We'll see. Poll results. Yeah. So if we have Tuesday, yeah, next Tuesday, I'll go through and I will pull out the poll results for which to build next. And we will know what is going to get built the following week based on those poll results.
Results.
Yeah, so there we go. And that's all the news we have today.
That is all of the not so breaking but interesting news.
Yeah, where's that line coming from? Is that the cord? Do you see it right here?
Oh yeah,
Oh,
that's
man.
it's a cord from the light. I didn't
Dude.
notice that.
We have so got to talk to the tech guy and the producer because he did a really sloppy job too. This is just bad, man. And you can see the iPad sticking out over
My brain is
here.
like,
So
okay.
much for a clean frame. Jeez. So,
My brain is not functioning
yeah, I
today.
popped the iPad up here so that we could put the chat on it because it's easier to see it here separate from what we're monitoring here. And use the other side of the screen for the research piece of it if I need to look something up, or if we get into a discussion, and I need to reference the website or something. So I'm trying to keep everything separated. But yeah, I've really messed up the frame tonight. Tech guy's getting fired. There we go. So, and hopefully the audio sounds good. I don't know if it was last stream or the stream before. There was some strangeness going on with the audio. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man? We were just talking about you not too long ago. I noticed something really weird with the audio, so hopefully that is fixed and it doesn't have this crunch noise. It was like a buzzing crunch at the end of when I would speak at the end of a sentence. You could hear this really odd sound, and I don't know if it was just me, but it was driving me crazy. And I played with the audio board today to try or the other day to try to clean that out. So hopefully that's not there anymore. I am not an audio guy, so I had to. This was all kind of on the.
On the fly.
This is all DIY, learn it yourself kind of stuff. Professor Google taught me how to do audio. So yeah. So how's it going, Mark? You're up. What is it? It's 7:30 there. Getting ready for work. How's the end doing? How's the you guys? I saw the what was it? You guys built a huge set on the last time I was on your channel. It was a rather large set.
Was it the R2?
No, it wasn't Star Wars. It was actually really cool.
Oh, is it
Oh, it
the
was the architecture set. It was the United States Capitol building. 21030, which was a decent sized set. And I think it's interesting. Hope you guys are doing it. Yeah, we're doing good, man. I think maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's the biggest one she's done on the channel.
Yeah. That set's actually bigger than what it
Oh,
looked
maybe
like.
not. She has done some other stuff here.
Oh yeah, the police station
Yeah,
is
she's got the
different.
police station and she's got some city stuff, it looks like. Yeah, but that US Capitol one was really cool.
Yeah, it's also a little bit bigger than what it looks like it is on the box.
Yeah, and Zian's mom was actually one of the winners from the last giveaway that we did. And I do believe when she receives it, it will be the first Star Wars set they have.
Oh,
Yeah.
new.
Yeah. So, been talking to her dad. Hopefully, once they get it, we can work out a way to do a joint stream so Zian can build with us on Sith and Bricks. He's got some Looney Tunes stuff, some Disney Winnie the Pooh. She's got all kinds of stuff going on her channel. She actually did Minecraft
Minecraft.
too. We just got to work out the technical piece, I do believe. We did a test, but I don't know how we haven't tried it live yet, so we'll have to see if we can get some testing going on and see how that works. Been busy with some school stuff. The US Capitol building. Oh, I weren't able to do a stream last week. Bummer. Well, hopefully you guys get to do one soon. Yeah, we got school starting back here too. So everybody's heading back to school. Where'd it go? There we go.
So far everything's been good over here.
Yeah, everything's been good so far.
Other than the fact that a storm is slowly getting closer and closer.
Yeah,
Fortnite vibes.
you need to click faster, dude. We're gonna run out of time. Let me check the weather.
This thing's bigger than it looks small on the box. This thing is really big.
Well, it's what, 600 and something pieces. It's not terribly big, but it's not small either, I guess. So here, let me pull this up.
I think it was like 300 pieces more, and you'd have like a Bad
Oh,
Batch
there we
shot.
go. Okay, here we go. I can pull this up over here.
So.
So yeah, we have, let's see if I scrub forward here. Oh, it disappeared. Oh, it moved. So we got, I actually have, yeah, till about 9, right around 9:05. If you guys have ever looked at the weather map and you see the green, then the yellow, then the red, we're starting to get into the yellow and red right around 9 o'clock. So we are going to try to have this done by then. The last time we had a storm, we finished the stream, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes before it started. And as soon as it started, power gone. Everything in the house gone.
We've been pretty lucky with the streams.
Yep. So we don't wanna test our luck. Once it's here, it's we're done.
We'll have to make a part two or something, or just finish it and review it.
Yeah, we had a nasty storm. What, 2 days ago? Yeah, we had a nasty storm 2 days ago. We had trees down all over the place. And it was before this hurricane stuff came blowing through. So, yeah. Not gonna mess around with this. I do believe this one is actually from the hurricane. I think this is the residual stuff from that hurricane blowing through here.
What was that?
It's me hitting the wrong keyboard.
Oh, okay. I was like, what was that beep?
It's me trying to operate two different computers at one time.
Not easy.
Where is the radar? There we go. Pull this back up.
Thing here.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the hurricane that blew through Florida. We're getting like, it's got this one. Look at that. All the way down to Tallahassee. Just kind of hanging out there.
It's chilling, but no one wants it to be chilling.
Yeah, it's like this one really long band, and it's just kind of going right through the southeast. So by tomorrow, this should all be gone.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But I do believe it said, let's see.
We should be good.
I wish you could build Legos that quickly. I don't know if you've watched any of the previous streams, but I am not very good myself. I was dropping Legos all over the place. It is way more difficult than you think, Brian, to build Lego, talk, and pay it to,
Operate
yeah, and
things.
operate the, you know, operate, do all the producer stuff at the same time. Way more difficult. And I actually mentioned on the last stream, there's another YouTuber.
Oh, wait, you're gonna fire yourself?
Yeah, don't tell people that. There's a another YouTuber, her name is Emma Soros, and she makes it look super easy, and I don't know how she does it. She's an adult fan of Lego, and her and her husband have a channel. It's primarily her, but she has her husband on there too, and she makes it look easy. It's crazy. Yeah, it's yeah, it is a bit of a challenge. It's fun though, man. It really is. I when I built, I know you guys are new, but we did the mystery machine. I did it when you were gone. Where were you?
Summer camp? No.
I don't know where you were, but you weren't here when I built the mystery machine. And it's really neat because it's a really cool way to just zone out and just you're so focused on this thing while you're building it. It was really neat.
No, don't.
Where'd it go? There it is. Okay. We have dog interference. Where's your mama? Go find mama. Go, go, go. Oh, I know what it is. Your mother wanted to go pick up your brother. So she is needy.
She being a little snuggle bug over there,
Yeah.
a wanting to be.
She just wants to be on camera.
She want to be famous.
She's trying to. You gonna stick your head up here? Yeah,
You could barely see her on camera.
she's got her snout sticking up.
She good.
Where are you at with this thing?
About halfway.
Brian says he listened to the previous streams at work. Said even though just listening, it helps me zone into what I'm doing. Cool, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, we were a little hesitant to actually put it in podcast form in the beginning. I just wasn't sure how building Lego was going to translate from an audio perspective. And we did the first one. We did the second one, and I was kind of thinking, you know, maybe we need to do a podcast only version of this. And then I listened to it, got some feedback from some other people. My wife has listened to it, and I was really surprised that actually it kind of works. I guess there's some points where it may get a little quiet. I try not to let that happen and try to be conscious that we do have people listening to this as well and try to make it as entertaining as we can. Kind of one of the reasons why we integrate the would you rathers and the Rotten Tomatoes and some of the other little games that we play into the building is so that it doesn't get completely dead while we're doing it. Now, where it's going to become a real challenge when we do something like the UCS bet, the UCS set back there, which is absolutely massive. That very well could end up being like a 3-day stream if we actually stream it live instead of just doing a review. And it's going to take probably what, 2 hours a pop? Aiden? What do you think?
Yeah, that
I mean, that's 6 hours.
possible.
Yeah, it could take longer than that. So trying to, for someone that's not used to doing this kind of talking, to be able to fill that void, man, it's crazy. It's hard to do sometimes.
Yeah, the gunship's supposed to take like 6 to 8 hours. So I'm not exactly quite sure how long it'll take me, but
Oh, that's awesome, Brian. Thanks. Thanks for saying that. Yeah, so when we first started doing this, and I know I was actually gonna tell you this, and I don't have a problem saying this here. I was hoping we were gonna do this over the phone, but we just really haven't been able to touch base yet. Things got a little bit crazy. But so when we first started doing this, it was reviews and it was speed builds. So speed builds are just a camera on the build itself, and you just speed it up. I thought it was boring as all get out, but Aiden over here told me that the kids watch that stuff, and I was like, this is incredibly boring, but they were watching it, so I was like, okay. The reviews was a lot of production. It was a lot of video and audio and syncing and editing, and we decided that, we wanted to do live stream because that seemed to be more interactive and a better way to connect with the audience. If you don't have the live stream, it makes it really hard to actually talk to an audience. So in this particular case, we're able to talk to you guys directly while we're actually doing this. And it's really hard to do that, at least for me, it was, without the live stream. We're live on Twitch and we're live here. Our Twitch following is trash. I really question why we stream it to Twitch, but I figured why not? It's not costing us anything. So we go ahead and we stream it to Twitch. We don't have a huge following over there. I'm not quite sure. I think with Twitch, the problem that we have over there is we don't upload enough. I think that platform, the expectation is to have this constant flow of content because it disappears over time. So, but here, and the reason that I'm sitting in this chair, and I think we've gone over this, I think we went over this before, in one of the streams, is because we had issues with YouTube. So we did the started doing the live streams. It was just Aiden, and we kept getting the ultimately shut off our live streaming capability, our ability to talk to anybody, our ability to have comments. I mean, everything was getting shut off. And I kept trying to contact them over and over and over and over because, in order to have a YouTube channel, you have to be over a certain age, which he is. And we were told that we're something to do with, was it child protection policy or something like
Yeah,
that? Yeah. And they kept saying that I, had to have an adult visible, was basically what it was coming down to. But there's tons of teenage streamers out there that don't have parents visible. So instead of fighting with them and risking the chance of getting the channel shut down again, because I've ultimately did get them to turn it back on, I sit here and I just, that way we don't lose the channel. I didn't want to have to deal with it. And we've ran into a few issues with YouTube over really silly things. We've had issues with something as simple as, well, actually it wasn't YouTube, it was Google. Wearing a shirt from a gas station that had a beaver on it, and they were, I got an email about, inappropriate clothing or something like that. I'm like, are you serious?
the beaver.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a gas station. We mentioned this in a previous one. There's a gas station from Florida all the way to Texas, and it's called Bucky's, and their mascot is a beaver, and that's the shirt that I had on. So yeah, we got some garbage about that. We've had issues with that whole thing with, them assuming he's underage or whatever. And I'll send you whatever you need, but instead of risking it, I sit here so that we don't get shut off. We've had what was the other one? There was one other issue we had. Actually, there's more than one. There's been several, but it was all of it was nonsense because this is the most non-controversial channel there is. If you start watching some of the Lego channels, man, some of them get kind of nasty. I'm not against them protecting the kids, but yeah, it's extreme. And I don't even know how it apparently was reported. And like, who does that? Who's sitting around watching YouTube videos? And it wouldn't have been,
My
it wouldn't have
age.
been as frustrating if there wasn't, all these other in the exact same range doing the exact same thing, having no issues. But I finally did get hold of them and I was able to get it rectified. And we got our comments back. We got our chat back. And we got the live stream back. But there was an entire, what, 6 weeks where we had
I thought
to,
it was like a month.
I think it
It
was,
was an
yeah,
hour.
it was 6 to 8 weeks, I think. And we didn't have any of those things. And I was going back and forth with them trying to figure out, what exactly it was, what the problem was. So anyway, we got through all that and here we are. So, and without, the frustrating piece of it is without the chat, without the comments, and the live stream for that matter, it's really hard to connect with an audience. Just putting out a video and saying, "Hey guys, hey, let me know down in the comments." You can't say that because your comments are gone. They just disabled them. And we were running into that with everything. So we would post a video, even though it wasn't on the live stream, we'd post a video, and within minutes after posting it, the comments were turned off. And we'd go and complain, and we'd get back, "Hey, this is a child safety, blah, 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 blah." And I'd have to go round and round with them. So hopefully all of that has been rectified, and I will just sit here until, I don't know, hopefully not. Hopefully not till you're an adult. But yeah, we'll see how that plays out. But it's worked out.
Till the end of time.
I think you told me you actually preferred me being here. Yeah, so it's worked out. We get this. We weren't It's not like we weren't spending the time together before, because the only difference was is I was sitting on that side of the table. So I just flipped the computers around and I was monitoring everything from over there. So as he was speaking, I was doing all the production stuff. Now I have to sit here with everything facing me and do the production stuff and speak. Yeah. So,
The fancy all-in-one combo.
yeah, I am the all-in-one combo.
The four for four.
You know what, though? We have fun on this channel. We don't, we got through all the hurdles, so it's good to go.
This is now a good vibe-only zone.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to yell into the mic.
Yeah, that was the learning process with the audio. Our audio in the beginning was trash. It was absolute trash. We're using audio straight off the camera. We tried to use some cheaper microphones on the camera, some boom mics on the camera, and it was so bad. It was extremely frustrating. We have no soundproofing in this room. This is a like a we call it a game room. It's like a bonus room, if you will. And there's no soundproofing, so getting the audio to sound decent was a challenge. I did not want to spend the money to soundproof it. Plus, in behind us, we have the shelves that we've kind of that have kind of evolved since the beginning as well. So I didn't want to put any soundproofing behind that. And then on that side of the room is the big TV with the Xbox. So it's still a game room, it's still a playroom, but we're kind of monopolizing it for YouTube channel. For the YouTube channel.
Yep, the we haven't really done anything for like the video game wise on the Xbox recently, but we are waiting till that new Lego game comes
Oh
out.
yes. Yes, there is a new Star Wars Lego game coming out hopefully at the end of the year. And when it does, we will be doing some streaming. And we don't do a lot of gaming. We experimented with it once, I think. And we haven't really gone back to it, but when the game comes out, we would definitely be doing that.
Yep.
Are you guys?
Mark Zantpa. Well,
And
you
you guys are
guys.
both doing great with, oh, you're both doing great with your stream setup. Audio video quality is good. Oh, thanks, Mark. We appreciate that. Brian, I have no soundproofing either. I edit out the background noise. Looking at my software makes it easy. Yeah. So there is a trick to why there's no background noise. There shouldn't be a lot of background noise. Actually, if you,
Hopefully.
yeah, there's a filter that I have on right now. That if I didn't have it, you would hear the dog's nails tip-tapping around on the wooden floor. Yeah.
He's actually under the table right
Yeah, and
now.
it took me forever to get this right because I was trying to do it through so the software that we use to stream with is OBS, which tons of people use. But and now she's got her head in my lap. So yes, everybody sees your snout. So I was trying to filter it through OBS and it just came out like garbage and I just was not happy with it. So I finally found an app and I don't know if they have it for Windows, but they might. I'm pretty sure they do. It's called Crisp, Krisp. And it is a plugin for, so we're using Mac. It's a plugin for the OS and it basically takes over your input, your audio input, and it filters it. And it is, absolutely amazing. So we do have a soundboard and I can control some of it from there, but it's not perfect. And then in OBS there's some stuff that you can do and I hate it because it's either too much or not enough. And small things like the dog tip tapping around on the floor, you can hear the garage door open. It was extremely frustrating with the background noise. So we got this plugin and it has been phenomenal. I recommend it highly. I do believe there is a free version that you can get, but
It doesn't do it as well as the other
yeah,
versions.
it does. It's just limited. So you only have like an hour or two every so many days or something like that that you can use it. This version is, I did pay for this. It wasn't that much if I remember right. I honestly don't remember, but I paid for it for the year. And yeah, I highly recommend it. Krisp Crisp. It's awesome. Noise cancellation.
Warning, we are not sponsored by.
Yeah. Yeah, we are not sponsored
Although,
by
if you would
Crisp.
like to, I'm.
Yeah, Crisp, if you're out there, we would do that.
We enjoy your product.
Let's see, I gotta get back into the chat. Audio and video quality blows me. Oh, thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. Yeah, we've put a lot of work into it. We initially had our second camera was actually a phone, and it worked okay. And I just wasn't happy with. So the problem with the phone was the autofocus. Just was not fast enough for my taste. So I wanted something that could autofocus a little faster. So we added the second camera. The main camera is, so I have a still photography background and it's the same one I use for my still photography.
Yes. Hello.
Mark says, congrats, Aiden, on getting your gray belt.
Thank you.
He saw it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Aiden got his gray belt in jiu-jitsu. So very, very cool. Keep it up. Also we need that noise filter app. Yeah, it is very useful. If you don't have this app, I don't know if you use OBS or not, but there's some other ones that have some noise cancellation stuff you can do. It helps, and I think anything helps more than just having the background stuff bounce around. But this thing is phenomenal. Check that out. Yeah, there's a dog. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but the dog's underneath me right now.
Yeah.
She keeps moving her head from one lap to the other, and her dog tags are clacking together, and I can clearly hear it in my headset.
Same.
And but what you hear, you shouldn't be able to hear it on your end. And that's just how good it is. I mean, the thing is awesome. I hate to do like a 20-minute commercial for Crisp and not yeah, but it really is. It's the best thing I've found, especially for the simple setup that we have where we're just doing audio. Haha, ha, I never would have known. Yeah, see, and that's what I'm saying. It really does work. The other things that have happened since you guys have been watching, the garage is open and closed twice and is directly below us. And when it opens and closes, I can hear it in my headset. It's very, very loud, actually. I think two streams ago, my wife was actually doing laundry, and there's a room right there that has laundry, and the dryer was just going clink, clank, 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 clank. Nobody could hear it on the stream. I went back and listened to it, and you couldn't hear it. So yeah, it really is, it really is good. The hardware that you have, the microphone that you have, that will absolutely help the voice quality, but from a noise cancellation perspective, this was the only option that I could find that actually worked.
Yeah, I just wanted to say we're not sponsored because there may have been some people in podcast land that might have thought that we were. So I just wanted to
Yeah,
make
so
sure about that.
yeah, and that's another thing too. So we have to remember when we're doing this that this is going to get exported to audio. So there's some things they can't see. So we always have to try to remember
Clarify.
to clarify or try to give an audible version of the visual. Does that make sense? Yeah, so
Audiobook version.
yeah. So Brian, I am going to be trying to reach out to you. Work today was insane. I'm going to try to reach out to you guys here shortly. Brian and his family have, they don't have a YouTube channel. They have a podcast and they do some really cool stuff. So I'm going to talk to them and learn a little bit more. I actually did start listening to your stuff. Not today, but yesterday.
Yeah, didn't aren't they the
I
ones
listened,
that
I watched the YouTube thing and that just cracked me up. But then I was listening to some of the podcast stuff yesterday and was getting some ideas over the weekend. And yeah, that was some really, really interesting stuff. You guys have fun.
Yeah, wasn't it like Dungeons and Dragons, D&D?
Which I have not done since probably 10th grade in high school, if I remember correctly. It's been a long time, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I wasn't that big of a geek in high school. I had fun. I had some geeky friends that did that kind of stuff, and it was a blast. It really is. And I say geeky affectionately, not in the mean way. I did have fun with it. It's just I had so much going on that it wasn't my main. You know, it didn't.
It wasn't your main focus.
It not just it wasn't my main focus, but it wasn't my life. So yeah, it was a blast. I had a lot of fun. I spent. Brian, you could probably relate to this. I spent 3 days playing the same game. Spent the night at a friend's house over a long weekend and had three or four of us over there and played the same exact game for the entire weekend. But yeah, so it was fun. We had a blast. It really gives you an opportunity to get creative and have an imagination and live inside of a world that's, you know, outside of the norm. So it really is. And it kind of, in a lot of ways, is very similar to Star Wars. While Star Wars is not a game, it takes you to a place outside of the norm that is very relatable. So, you know, in a lot of ways, even with all the aliens and, you know, contraptions and things, it's in spacecraft. I mean, it's very relatable to people. Same thing with Star Trek. It's not so far out there that people can't relate to it.
We do not mention that name on this channel.
Yeah, and Brian's right. I love it because he says so he loves it because if you can think it, you can do it. And that was yeah, it's absolutely true. Yeah, it's fun. We're gonna dig into it. And I think we might even actually I haven't even talked to Brian about this yet. I wanna try to get these guys on to kind of go through some D&D stuff and kind of walk maybe some newbies through on how to get into it and you know the best way to do that, how to find you know how to find places to do it and things like that and see if you guys have any ideas about that. We are more than open to jumping outside of our lane and finding some crossover with some other things. And I still want the USS Enterprise as a Lego set. You anti-Star Trek person. Hey, your headphones are off.
Yeah, that's because the tornado siren's going off.
What?
Yeah, the tornado, it's the siren.
Please tell me we're not sitting through a tornado siren. Now, that's weird. I don't have, I didn't get an alert this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally when we hear the sirens outside, There's an alert on the phone, and I don't have an alert. Duplo, hey man, what's up? Yeah, it's live for you guys. I know where you guys are, and you guys have the big horn thing right next to you. Over here where we're at, it's not as loud. I
It's
can
me.
barely hear it. Let me pull it up on the weather map. Let's see.
So
Sometimes they do it for just severe weather, and sometimes it's like actual warnings.
it's weird.
If you think we're overly calm, we've lived in Florida. We've been through hurricanes, and we lived in Texas, so we're used to the tornadoes. We've been in Los Angeles through earthquakes. I lived in Japan through tsunamis. Yeah. Oh, it's right next to you guys. Duplo says it's right next to them. Yeah, they are loud. Now, if you leave this neighborhood and you go, half a mile down the road, it gets really loud. Let's see.
Chicks.
Yeah, according to this weather map, we're still a ways away from some of the nastiness.
There's pieces missing. I'm trying. Yes,
Oh.
yes.
Here, let me bring her over here. That way you can take care of that.
Hopefully, Lego accidentally just put these pieces in the wrong bag.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time that we've had a set.
Is this gonna say wings?
Yeah, we did have, and the Boba Fett. Yeah, the Boba Fett bust actually was missing some pieces, and the resistance. I think the Resistance A-wing was missing a piece.
I think it would be cool if they made a General Grievous version of that.
It happens. What? The General Grievous version of what?
A General Grievous bust.
They do, you know what? They don't have a General Grievous bust, but you know what they do have that I didn't realize they had, and I bet you Duplo knows about this one, or his brother does.
You see us?
There is a UCS General Grievous, and the video I was watching on it, the guy hates it, but I thought it looked actually not too bad.
Yeah, for the year it came out, it does not look bad.
Yeah, I mean it's. I was really. What really is weird about it, though, is it's UCS. There's, as far as I know, it's the only buildable figure that's UCS. It's just really strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he likes it too. Yeah, I do dig it, man. I liked it. The guy was trashing all over it. I don't think he was actually trashing the set as much as.
Wondering why it's UCS.
Yes, I think that was his issue. Is it just didn't make sense to him that it was a UCS set,
So,
because he wanted to have more prequel UCS sets, and he was not very happy. I don't know what was he. Oh, he wasn't happy with this particular UCS set, the gunship. Because of it coming with, it comes with Mace Windu.
yeah.
Yeah, he wanted Yoda or another character. For him, Mace Windu didn't make sense, and he wasn't happy with just a generic trooper. He wanted a different trooper.
The siren is off.
Yeah, Duplo says, in his opinion, UCS and buildable people are different lines. Yeah. I think so too, and I think it should have stayed that way. I guess the difference is UCS, University of South Carolina, very odd. So, in Lego speak, UCS is the ultimate collector series. And they have buildable figures that are Technic. I think they're under the Technic line as the buildable figures, right? Are they branded as Technic, or are they branded as just Lego?
I think they're just like, I think they count them as buildable figures. I don't think it's either of them.
Okay, yeah. So it's just weird that that one particular set was a UCS set, and all the other buildable figures were buildable figures. It's just, yeah, it's a little bit odd, but I do like the figure though. Yeah, it could go with Master Builder. See, I don't even know if it goes with Master Builder though, because it's not a massive set.
No, it's like Master Builder is supposed to be like giant play sets, and that isn't really what.
Yeah, so I don't even know if it fits into that. I think it's just a buildable figure. It's just an odd placement for me that for it to be UCS. The other one was they had a really small. I think there's a. Let me look this up real quick. It's the Naboo
You mean that small UCS
Starfighter. Yeah,
one?
there's a UCS one, the Naboo Starfighter, that is like super small. Oh, that's not it. Now it does have the chrome. It has the chrome parts. Let's see. I think it's on Bricklink. Yeah, this is it. It was a from 2002, but it's only 187 pieces. Now, how that's UCS or how that's even Master Builder is beyond me. I just think that that one doesn't fit either. I think that one, it's just a, I don't know. It's like play scale.
Yeah, so we are missing pieces here, sadly.
Yeah, it has. It does have a lot of chrome pieces.
We will
Yeah,
not
and
be able to finish.
right now it is see, I was just looking at it on Bricklink and it's actually trying to find a new one. All these are used. So used this set used is running from 250 to 500. And then new in the box. That one was taken out. This one's in Australia. Yeah, here we go. So new in the box, $1,000. That's a lot. But I mean, it's been retired since what, 2003? So, yeah, that's a lot of money. You said we're missing pieces.
Yes.
What are we missing?
We're missing 3 1x4 black tile pieces.
Which ones?
It's
Show me on the, can you show me here?
I need to go take like a blast past here. It's these.
Oh, 1x4.
Yeah.
How many of them do you need?
Three. I'm used to using Bricklink terms.
1x3 or 1x4?
1x4.
Are you talking about the first one?
Yeah.
That's this right here, isn't it?
No, that's a 1x6.
How do you know it's a 1x4?
Because that's what they use right here.
Okay.
Yes, I
Gotcha. Replace them with gray. Yeah, if it was just gray, the price would be a lot cheaper, that's for sure. So we're missing, it says one, but you said there's four of them?
Yeah, because you need to make four.
Gotcha. Okay.
And there is this one which I could put on here, but there's these two, which means I'm actually missing two, not three.
Okay.
So I could probably very quickly go to my room and find two.
Yeah, go ahead.
And maybe the dog will get unstuck from the bottom of the table.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Every once in a while, we run into a set that is missing pieces.
It's
Yeah,
not Leo's fault, though. I mean, they can't control that.
yeah, they can. I don't know what you're talking about. They every once in a while, it happens, but you know. Not a ton. Especially not lately. This is the first one in a long time that we've had that's new, that's missing pieces. Huh. These are the last bag too. We're almost there. Anyway, Duplo, yes. If you replace the gray piece, replace the chrome pieces with the gray, it would drop the price significantly. But because it is all chromed out, this thing is, you know, in the box new is $1,000. Just over $1,000, actually, about 1,040. Which is insane. I want to see. Let's see. I want to see if they have the Grievous. I'm dying to know what the price on that one is. Where are you going, pup? There he is. So this one. New in the box. See, this one, new in the box, General Grievous UCS is just under 500. Wonder if I can. Wow, could they make these pictures any smaller? Want to be able to show it on the screen, but I'm not going to be able to do it that way. I think this is it. There it is. Yeah, Brian, there are several Lego train sets. They made the crocodile. The new, are you talking about the new one, Duplo? Are you talking about the new crocodile? The one I just saw one the other day. I thought it, I didn't pay much attention to it. It might, I thought it was either an alligator or a crocodile. Brian, yeah, they do have train sets. There's actually, I think the Hogwarts train is in here. There's several train sets they've made over the years. What are you doing, pup? Okay. You're gonna make me look this one up. Crocodile. Oh, you're talking about, okay. So, Brian, I stand corrected. Duplo, I'm sorry. The crocodile is actually a train. I thought he was talking about, I saw a Lego set the other day that actually had, well, that looked like a crocodile. Here, I'll show you guys this real quick. Oh, there we go. So, yeah, there is the crocodile locomotive. It is $100. And this is. Why does it look like a trolley? What's going on here? Side rods, pantographs. It really is a cool train. Yeah, the Hogwarts Castle is expensive. They did come up with some new Harry Potter stuff. My other son is into the Harry Potter stuff. And he came they just came out with some new what is it? Is it what anniversary is it? Where is the one? There's the clock tower. So this one's 90. Is this the anniversary edition? No. They've got some new anniversary edition stuff. I'm trying to. We saw it in the store the other day. They're looking to make a mock of the pug. That's cool, Duplo. Now this, yeah, I thought this guy was cool until I saw the new one. Hedwig looked really cool to me until I saw the new anniversary edition one. Where'd it go? The order of this stuff is, oh, here it is. So this is the Icon Collector's edition, and this one looks way better. That is just one cool looking bird. They did a really good job with this one. It's got Hedwig, it's got the snitch, it's got the wand, the glasses, like everything. It's even got the chocolate frog. I don't know if you can see that down here in the bottom right. Yeah, it might be 20th. I can't find it was on the box. And it's not this one, but it was on the box that I saw. See if there's a better picture. This chocolate frog is just too cool. There he is. Yeah, that's it. The bird thing. Yeah. The bird is Hedwig. The owl. No, but that's not the set I'm talking about. The set I'm talking about is I'm fairly certain it's one of these. Oh, hold Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, they well, this might maybe this is it.
I have returned.
Yeah, this is it. Okay, it is 20th. So you're right, Brian, it's 20th. The 20th here, 20th edition or 20th. Yeah, I'll get it right here in a second. 20 years. Yeah, my other son brought this to my attention, and he likes this character down here. The professor is gold. He really liked that one. And there was another one. There's more than one of these though. And it looked like you could buy parts of the castle, and you could like build the castle in separate pieces. It might be my ignorance of this particular IP, but it looked like, yeah, like here, like there's like parts of the castle you can buy, and it looks like you could combine them all. We have this one, the Phoenix. Yeah, they are cool, and it's a lot of fun. What I really like about the bigger sets, and even though my wife isn't on the stream and my other son's not on the stream, with the larger sets, we actually will break out the bags and everybody kind of is take turns building. It's a lot of fun. Golden Quarrel, yeah. There's, let's see, this Hogmead Village is really neat. This one has the golden, where is it at? Where's the box? There it is. There we go. Yeah, this one is the Golden Weasley. This is Golden Ron. This is another one he wants. This is another 20th anniversary edition too.
So it turns out that I did not have any of the 1x2 tiles, so I had to get it from the DuckTales Brickheads. So
Oh no.
sadly, those are incomplete for now, but
Oh, that's messed up. So we'll just we'll, so
yeah.
guys, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if you ever get a set that's missing pieces, you just call Lego and you tell them what the piece is and they send it to you. It's really that simple. It might take a while, especially now, with the C word, which I won't say on the channel because it'll automatically get flagged. Going on, it takes a little bit longer, but it's not bad. Typically, they get it to you in a few weeks. And then you can finish out your build. We've had it happen a few times. So, DuckTales. Woohoo. Yep. Yeah, we actually have, we got it not too long ago. The Brickheads, the DuckTale Brickheads. They are, let's see. I don't know if you guys have seen these or not.
I thought we showed them off on the channel once.
I don't think we did the Brickhead.
Oh, it was the Bronco, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't even know if we did that.
Yeah, we did a small review on it.
We did the Mystery Machine. I don't know if we did the Brickheads or not. Don't even see them in. Oh, here they go. Boom. So yeah, this is the one we're talking about. So he stole some pieces from one of these ducks. You can order the parts from BrickLink Duplo, but there's no reason to order them if you got a brand new set. So if you got a brand new set and it's missing pieces, you just call Lego, you tell them what the pieces are, and they'll send it to you for free. Mark. That's a cool set village visit. Yes, it is. Love it. Yeah, the Lego stores are cool. And I really don't see a ton of difference between the prices between Walmart and the Lego store, to be honest with you. So the smaller Lego stores, the inventory, at least around here, has not been
That
as
makes
as good as it has been in the past. But the larger Lego stores, now if you go to the Lego store at like Disney or something like that, whoa.
a Lego store in Florida. That one also had a lot of
It's an
school stuff.
amazing store. It really is, but the prices are Disney prices, if I remember correctly. And the Legoland store was awesome too.
If you go to downtown Disney, I think it's normal prices.
On downtown?
But if you go into the actual Disney store, I'm not sure.
Yeah. We've been to the Lego store at Disneyland, and we've been to the Lego store at
Downtown Disney?
No, in Legoland
Oh, yeah.
in San Diego. Yeah. We have not been to the one in Florida yet.
We got the Millennium Falcon from there.
Yep. The Aluminum Falcon.
Aluminum.
Yep.
Never forgetting that.
Yeah, sometimes Duplo, you can get some sets cheaper on eBay. I am not a huge eBay fan. I've had way too many issues over the years with eBay. So I go there as a last resort. I will still buy stuff from there, but it's not my first option. But Amazon, I've actually gotten some pretty decent prices on Amazon for retired sets, believe it or not.
Unless if it's like a really old set, then
Yeah, unless it's really super old. And the prices of Lego with retired sets is incredibly silly.
I'll drop the piece undetected.
Yeah, I mean, for a good example is the Thrawn set.
Didn't you get like
We ended up with two, but the Thrawn set, I found it. It was a set price. I think it was, let's say it was $100. And then there were rumors that came out the next day that Thrawn was going to appear in The Mandalorian, and the price went up to 180 overnight. So the fluctuation in pricing on some of the Star Wars stuff with some of the IP that's out there with Disney still happening is kind of crazy to watch sometimes.
Supposedly, he's also supposed to appear in Ahsoka, so.
Yeah, he never did appear in The Mandalorian, but he should end up in, from what I
Yeah.
hear, it's going to be in Ahsoka. And we might end up with
Apparently, they were.
Sabine as
Sabine,
well.
yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were actually looking for someone to play as Thrawn, so. That might be some good news
Yeah,
for Thrawn.
Thrawn, I'm really hoping it's the rumor that I saw.
Because Thrawn's a really cool character and he would help that.
Lars, I think his name's pronounced Mikkelsen, is the guy that voices Thrawn, and he's also played some of your mom's favorite characters from TV as well. He did a TV version of, they didn't call it Silence of the Lambs. What was the name of it? Hannibal. Yeah, it was the TV version of Hannibal, and he did a phenomenal job. And he had some really huge shoes to fill for that role. I was really impressed with his interpretation of it. So, yeah, if he takes it over, I'd be totally stoked about that.
That spooked me. Now I know how it works. You just pull this thing and it will drop. Simple but effective.
Yeah. Oh, do they have actually have? Oh, okay. I was looking at Rotten Tomatoes and his name came up, and they have ratings underneath it. And I thought for a minute they're actually rating the actors, but it's not, that's not what they're doing. They're rating their movies, their individual best and worst movie.
Although that would be very interesting
Yeah.
if they actually rated the actor. So anytime you see the director as, I'm not going to say any names just to
Did I
not
get this
upset people,
wrong?
but
Hold on, this doesn't look like the right guy. Hold on. I'm going to correct this before we leave here.
before we leave, what?
There it is. I thought that was it. I see you sneaking around back there. Yep, we're still recording.
Everyone is
Mads
recording.
Mikkelsen. I'm sorry, I got the wrong Mikkelsen. That's the guy right there. So he actually. Yeah, he was the guy that played Hannibal.
I'm really excited for the Obi-Wan Kenobi TV show too.
Okay, now I feel stupid. Are these guys brothers?
I don't know.
I think they are. Mads and Lars Mikkelsen. So the one that played Hannibal. Yeah, they are brothers, I'll be darned. So one of them is the one that they're talking about playing Thrawn, and the other one is the one that played Hannibal. Okay, so I got my brothers confused. Brian, is it Vader's tie?
Huh?
Oh, the UCS TIE fighter? I don't believe it's Vader's.
UCS TIE fighter? That's just a normal TIE
Yeah,
fighter.
it's just a standard TIE fighter.
Although they do have a UCS for Darth Vader's TIE fighter, I'm pretty sure. The TIE Interceptor. I don't think it would appear on Lego.com though. Because I know they've made playscale versions of it, but I'm also pretty sure they did make Interceptor that was at some point.
I don't see. Yeah,
No, it's just a normal TIE Interceptor, right?
it's a TIE interceptor. It doesn't specify if it's
Yeah, not Darth Vader.
Vader's or not. Yeah.
And it's not. Darth Vader never
Tell you what, though,
fight
this thing
Vader.
looks cool, and this is a 2000 set. The TIE interceptor's from 2000, the UCS set, and it is it's 703 pieces. This thing on Amazon right now is almost $2,000.
Just to make sure that no one gets the wrong impression, I said the wrong ship. Darth Vader never flew an interceptor. He actually flew a TIE Advance.
Yeah, so that's the interceptor. That thing is almost $2,000. That's pricey. That's a pricey little thing there.
Yeah, I wonder if the Atlanta Brick Company would have
He says,
one.
go on brick set. I've seen the UCS TIE fighter. Don't remember when it came out, but it is a neat set. Wicked brick. Oh, wait a minute. Check that out.
Lego Thomas
Is that it?
says. Yeah, that's it. Lego Thomas got to go. Have a good day. Well, I hope you have a good day too, and hopefully we will see you next Thursday. No, not next Thursday.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Thursday.
next.
Yeah, there's the UCS TIE fighter. This is a retired set. This one's actually, I kind of like the other one better.
I don't know.
This one's not bad. Check it out. How many pieces was this one? 1,685 pieces. Ages 14 and up. Eighteen and a half inches high, 12 inches long, and 12.2 inches wide. Very cool.
Okay.
See you, Duplo. See, where are we at?
Where are we at time-wise?
Yeah, with the build.
We are almost done.
Oh,
These are
okay.
the last pieces. And then the mission has been accomplished.
We're gonna make it, man.
Yes.
We got 30 minutes till that yellow. You see that orange and oh wow, that's nasty. It went from light yellow to orange to like this whole band right here is red. We got about 30 minutes before that thing hits us. Ugh.
We got a speed.
Yeah.
Well, I got a speed.
Build it, build it, build it.
Build.
Get it going, man. Yeah, this, I don't know if you guys, hey Brian, I don't know if you guys have seen the chess set, but man, is it cool?
Yeah.
That chess set from Harry Potter is really cool too.
A big chess or Harry Potter fan, but it does look really nice. It would be weird, but they should make like a Lego Star Wars chess.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And maybe it could be like a multiple of them for like different movies. So you could have like
Oh, here it
the
is.
Kings, that's like the AT-ATs for Empire Strikes Back or something like that.
Yeah, you could do that. There we go. There's the chessboard. Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how in the voting how many people vote for other than Star Wars. Because I have no problem bringing other stuff into the channel,
Yeah.
but I know a lot of people are here specifically for the Star Wars aspect, so I really want to see where the audience. You know how that goes. I have a feeling that at least for the near future, it's going to probably stick to Star Wars.
Although if they do put something
There's
else.
the Lego chess set, the one that's up on the screen right now is like super cool. Let's see, go full screen with it. Yeah, I mean, that's these little pieces are just awesome.
Yeah, it'll give us a time to build the boat if they do pick
Yeah.
for the other one.
Brian says he needs this in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a really good job with this one. The other set that we don't have, and I'm kind of hoping they do more of, that's not Star Wars, is Stranger Things.
Yeah, didn't they only make one set for
Yeah,
the
the only
movie?
set that I've seen so far with Stranger Things is the Upside Down.
If you go on Lego.com, they code its own theme, but it only has one set.
Yeah, I think I saw a high school somewhere, but I have a feeling that was a mock.
Yeah, that was a mock.
So yeah, there's the Upside Down.
Yeah, the only one
I don't
Lego's
know if you guys
produced.
are Stranger Things fans or not. If you're like us and
Variety.
yeah,
Of
you're into
movie.
Harry Potter and Star Wars and things like that, this might be interesting to you as well. That's just they did a really cool job with this one. I'm really hoping they do some more. I know we've got more of this show coming out, so I'm hoping if, you know, they do a little bit more with that. I mean, they even got the truck is just cool.
Yeah, they
The
did the
Hawkins
Bronco.
police truck. Yeah, the Bronco.
They did it really well.
Yep. But this is one that I would love to have. And then the other one that we don't have that the wife is asking for. Oh, if you haven't seen it, you gotta watch it. It's really cool. The other one that we don't have that my wife actually wants is let's see, the
Isn't it the Ecto one?
Ecto one. Yeah, and she wants this one.
Will go shraggy.
No, she wants this one, and this one is pricey. This one is expensive, but man, it's got so much detail in it. And so many, Display features, and this is not a, so UCS doesn't apply to, as far as I know, it doesn't apply to anything but Star Wars.
Yeah.
So what you would call this, this is
Master
the,
Builder.
well, this is Creator Expert. It's not even Master Builder, it's Creator Set. But yeah, I mean, this thing is cool. It's over 2,000 pieces. And it's just got so many little details in it that are just awesome. Oh, Mark watches, he's watching Stranger Things. Yeah, it's there's a new season coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but I can't wait for it.
Wasn't it like sometime? I thought it was sometime 2022.
I don't know.
Me
I just
neither.
know that there's an, I know there's more of it coming.
See, I need to like. They never.
I want to see this Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, it was delayed for a long time.
Yeah.
Because Lego and not specifying where to put things.
Yeah, the new Volkswagen's kind of cool too. Just the little VW van here is really, really neat. It's a little long. But it's still cool. My dad had one of these at one point. My grandfather had one of these at one point. Yeah, these are, yeah, that's just a neat, that's a neat set. It looks shorter here. Odd.
From a
Right.
certain point of view.
Yeah, back to the main screen here.
Yeah, this thing is being a challenge.
We do. We got all kinds of weirdness going on today. So where are we at with this one?
Lego never specifies how much you need to.
Brian,
Sorry.
and Brian says he needs the Ghostbuster car too. I like the Ghostbuster car. The one that is not Star Wars that I really wanted.
Break.
Was the space shuttle. They came out with a new space shuttle Discovery that is really cool, but that one also is a couple hundred dollars. They have a the International Space Station too, which is really cool. I like that whole space line where they're doing kind of the modern stuff, the Apollo Lunar. Have you seen the Apollo Lunar? This thing is cool. This one's 100. But yeah, this one's actually really neat. I like the space stuff though. You got it?
Honestly, I have no clue. I'm still trying to figure out where things go because, like I said, they never really say how much things need to be turned.
No, it's not bad for 100. I think this is a, it's a 1,000-piece set. It's not, you know. Yeah, the Mars mission sets are cool. They've been doing some really neat, like they brought back some of the older sets from back in the day. They brought back the pirate ship. They brought back what was the other one, Aiden? The pirate ship, and we saw the other one the other day. The castle.
Castle.
Yeah, they brought back the castle. Oh, look, the haunted house. Your mom loves this set. Yeah, the haunted house set is really cool as well. It's got the, do these ghosts glow in the dark like the old one?
I have no idea.
The old ghost used to glow in the dark.
It's the coolest thing.
Yeah, I don't know if these do or not. Oh, this one's got motorized pieces. Oh, you can motorize it.
Okay, so This actually has a good amount of extra pieces.
Yeah, your mom would love this. 3,231 pieces. $250. But that is a cool set. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll move this out of the way so you can get it closer to the camera.
So the amount of extra pieces in here, though,
I've got
is
the people tool.
yep, the human tool, as
Oh, I'm
Brickley
sorry, the
likes to
human
call
tool.
it. So this is a 18 plus set. Sorry, this is an 18 plus set, so you're not really intended to play with it. It's more of like for the looks, for display right here, but you can close it. And I did find out it's supposed to look like this. There are little cracks inside of it, but that's just limitations with the Lego pieces. You can take this in and out.
Yep.
This set includes like a normal General Vios, but the Darth Vader in the middle. If I could, oh, I took his helmet off, which is actually kind of normal for the meditation room.
Mark says that set looks cool.
It is.
It's a little bit fussy on the hinge pieces, though.
We go.
Yeah.
I found a weird way to do it. But the coolest thing about this is that is there a way you could switch it to like the product view camera?
That is the product view camera.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting. But yeah, it's. Let's see here.
It's a little bit further away than what it used to be because we moved everything back to do the big presentation because we had the big boxes. So the camera's further back and not as close. We'll have to move it up
Yeah, it's
next.
hard to see, but he does have arm printing, which is very rare for Lego Vader minifigures. I don't know if you intended to do this, but this is a good way to get the figures in and out, and you could like just bring this back over like this, and you could have it hang here again. Although my favorite part, other than the meditation room itself, is this little TV. Because it has the scene where Vader's choking one of the Imperial officers. And the other guy's just acting so casual about it. Like, yes, every day I just watch people get choked. Very
Choke a
normal.
day keeps the Vader away.
Let's not use the word choke too often before YouTube gets mad at us.
Mark says, "What is your rate for that set?"
Hmm.
Oh, you mean how much did we pay for it?
Overall
Oh,
rating.
what do you rate it? I'm sorry.
Well, I
Yeah,
would say that
we haven't
this is
really
like
done we haven't really done ratings on this on these things, have we?
I would say that this is like a 9.99 out of 10. My only problem is that the meditation room when brought down doesn't really fit the best. It could be fixed, but
Yeah,
I do want to keep it the way it is.
what's neat about this set is so this is a $70 set for 600 and what was it? 663 pieces. And for what it is, it is a really cool looking display set. So Owen is asking, what's the next Star Wars set? So Owen, you came in a little bit late, I think. The next one we're doing is the new Slave One. And then up on SithandBricks.com/poll, we're actually doing a poll to find out what the audience wants us to build next. And that is here. So it's going to be, we have the UCS gunship, the Darth Vader helmet, duel on Mandalore, or a non-Lego Star Wars set. We have two votes right now for the Vader helmet. So, yep, Vader helmet. So we will reveal the poll. I'll get this right in a second. We will reveal the poll answers next week on Tuesday and let everybody know what we're going to do after the new Slave One.
This thing does not like to be tampered with.
No.
Now everything's. Oh dear. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll be doing that next week. All right. So anything new, Aiden? Yeah.
So the only other thing I could say is that I wouldn't recommend moving it once you're done building it. I just wouldn't touch it because it's very fragile and
Yeah, we found that with a couple sets that they're
of the 18 plus sets aren't the most structurally
yeah,
sound.
that's why they're not play sets. Some of them are, I think they're structurally sound. They're just not as durable because they're not intended to be played with. So you have to be careful with them when you're moving them and opening them and closing them and things like that. Just not as yeah, I guess durable is the word.
I would
So
recommend just keeping it like this. This looks the best anyway.
the
Because if it's closed, you can't really see anything. It's just a ball.
Well, cool. Well, do you wanna oh, hold on.
What is the non-Lego Star Wars set?
We do not know.
We do not know.
It will be a surprise. If that's what gets voted on, I will actually have to go out and probably buy one, unless we do
Yeah.
the boat that we got as the promo for the last haul that we had.
Pick the non-Lego Star Wars set. We should get that space shuttle just because.
Yeah, I don't know what it'll be. We'll have to figure it out. I'll have to go get something that's not Star Wars. I already built the Batman, the Batmobile, or you built the Batmobile for me. So that one's already done. So we'll have to come up with something else. But do you want to go ahead and take us out before the
Are
storm
you
takes us out?
Well, I'd like to thank everybody so much for watching. Good night.
See ya.